AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. On trial starting today on charges of seditious conspiracy are the founder of the Oath Keeper, Stuart Rhodes, and four others on charges related to the Capitol riot. Rhodes' lawyer says prosecutors are cherry-picking evidence, and Oath Keepers were not involved with violence during the riot. Prosecutors say the five concocted a plan for armed rebellion to shatter a bedrock of American democracy. President Biden is getting a look at hurricane damage from Fiona in Puerto Rico. This is Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
He's going to the hardest hit area of Puerto Rico, and it is an area that presidents have not gone to before. And I think that shows the president and the First Lady's commitment to the people of Puerto Rico.
Tens of thousands of people are still without power 2 weeks after the storm hit. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell says the damage in Puerto Rico is severe.
We still have to understand the extent of some of those really complex infrastructure impacts. Again, they were in very mountainous communities, hard to access. It's going to be in the billions, though, in time to fix that.
In Florida, conditions have gotten worse in some areas from Ian. Flooding is still an issue. Colonel Gene Spaulding is with the Florida Highway Patrol.
Checking roadways. We still have several roadways that are underwater. Keep in mind that just because the water recedes don't necessarily mean the roadway is safe to travel on. There is a high likelihood of washouts under the asphalt, under the roadways.
A court in Russia has set October 25th as the date for American basketball star Brittany Griner's appeal against her 9-year prison sentence for drug possession. Griner was convicted in August after police say they found vape canisters containing cannabis oil in her luggage at an airport in Moscow. Ukrainian forces have scored more gains in their counteroffensive across a broad front. The troops advanced in the very areas that Russia is trying to annex. Stocks remain higher on Wall Street. This is AP News. Kim Kardashian has agreed to pay more than $1 million to settle Securities and Exchange Commission charges related to a crypto promotion.
The SEC says Kim Kardashian did not disclose she was getting paid $250,000 to promote Emacs tokens on her Instagram account. Commission laws make it clear those types of compensated promotions must be disclosed. The reality star also agreed not to promote any crypto asset securities for 3 years. A lawyer for the businesswoman says Kardashian wanted to get this matter behind her to avoid a protracted dispute. Bitcoin has given up more than half its value this year, tumbling from almost $46,000 today to around $19,000. I'm Julie Walker.
Ringo Starr has canceled shows in North America after the 82-year-old former Beatles drummer tested positive for the coronavirus. A statement says Starr is recovering at home. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.